a friend, one of the two radio show in French on Koudnikov Radio. They have been doing it for, I think, like 16, 18, 20 years maybe. And so they say you should try to do radio. I always loved radio, listening to the radio. So I did one Méli-Mélo with Prudence at this time. I did one with Alex Pilon too, and I loved it. So they gave me a training, and yeah, and it happened that way.
Yeah, and it kept happening.
Yes, I've been doing it for 6 years now. And so
Amazing.
as a volunteer, I'm hosting Méli-Mélo. And when the Koudnikov Radio offered the position of sponsorship coordinator, Prudence, who was working at the radio at this time, she's a Francophone, she's Quebecer, and she's my friend. And she said, you should apply. I could see you doing that. So I was like, okay, but honestly, I was quite scared to work in English that way. I worked at Osso Negro in English, but it's a double latte, okay, an Americano, okay, I want a sandwich. Okay. It was like easy, but to reach out to people for advertising or sponsorship in English, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. And no, I can do that.
So how do you keep connected to your French roots?
Definitely the French organization, AFCO, is really doing an amazing job in the West Kootenays. So I like to go to their events. I like to go get a book there. They have an amazing library. And when I go, I like to pick up a book from France. I say they have lots of Quebecer author, but they also have a bunch of author from France, and I like to read books from author from France because they talk about places that I know, the reference cultural references that I know. So yeah, I like to get a book there. I like to participate in their events, such as the Sugar Shack, even though I didn't grow up going to a Sugar Shack because I'm from France. But I'd like to gather with people, and I think there is something with the French community where they really like to sit down and eat together. Like they put tables and chairs and benches, and we sit and we eat together. And it really reminds me the way I grew up. I grew up in a very small village in France of 200 people, which is very small. And we are always doing community activities and community gatherings and dinners and parties. And so what AFCO is doing is really reminding me this part of my life. So I really like it. And after that, I communicate a lot with my family back in France. We call each other a lot, and yeah, it's the way to for me to stay connected. And also watching movies and TV shows that are happening in France, I realize sometimes I need to watch something that is happening in France once in a while, because I need that. I need to see the landscape. I need to hear people talking as I'm talking with the same expressions. And so once in a while, I need that, definitely. And also because I didn't grow up in Quebec, so they have different cultural references in terms of like movies. I don't know the same actors. I don't know the same comedians. I didn't grow up watching the same TV shows. So sometimes I need to be connected with really this part of my culture.
Something from
The
home.
music too. I've been discovering like many Quebecer artists, French Canadian artists in general, doing Méli-Mélo. But I really like, sometimes I'm like, okay, let's listen something that I grew up with.
Totally understandable. So the Rendezvous de la Francophonie is coming up, and what does that mean to you?
It means lots of excitement around the French language. I felt it more maybe when I was working for the French organization and connected with them in that way. I remember we organized the first AFCO Fesson show was for the opening night of Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie in BC. So yeah, it represents a moment of excitement, and I like to hear the messages that we broadcast on the radio for this event and discover artists that are involved in Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie.
It's such a global celebration too. Like it's
Yes.
I haven't traveled widely in kind of primarily French-speaking countries, but there are so many.
There was a cooking contest at some point, and my friend Dania entered the contest doing this really cool pie with almond, and I ended up doing it because it looked really great. So I remember we needed to vote for her. So yeah, again, it's a moment of excitement where we get involved in this nationwide event. So
Amazing. Do you have anything else to say to the people?
well, I can add something very personal that I'm pregnant, and keeping not keeping but making sure my child will speak French and English and maybe Spanish, it's very important to me. Yeah, I'm just excited to see how my child is going to grow up in this multiculturalism in Canada, having the influence of my French from France and my culture from France and the French Canadian culture and the English culture. I think it's very rich. And I'm really happy that that I'm able to offer this.
That was my conversation with Emily Soquet Davidson, who lives in Nelson, BC. You have been listening to the 2024 Rendezvous de la Francophonie podcast, hosted and produced by Catherine Fisher. The podcast celebrates March, the month of the Francophonie, and it was made possible by the Dialogue Foundation, which has a mission to engage in a sustainable dialogue within the Francophonie and with all of Canada's diversity. This year's Rendezvous de la Francophonie partners and funders include the Government of Canada, the Linguistic Portal of Canada, the National Film Board, Air Canada, La Fédération de la Jeunesse Canadienne-Française, NAV Canada, and many other groups, including the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
In just a moment, we're going to bring you our artist feature for this edition of Speak Up. But first, we have this message.
Hi, we are your artists.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome, Ayu.
Hello.
Hello, Ayu Sakamoto is here with our artist feature for today. So tell me, who are we talking about today?
I talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And So can I talk about them?
You're just saying, you don't seem to be picking up very well on the microphone.
Okay.
So just for a moment, I'm just going to turn these off and... Can you try that microphone now?
Hello?
There we go. We can hear you properly now. I don't know what's up with the other microphone. I'll have to investigate that. So, sorry. Start all over again, please.
Okay, so today I will talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And, yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
So this is one of my favorite music bands, and King Nu is a Japanese band formed in 2015. And yeah,
do you want to play the track?
So let's start with the first one called Hakujitsu, released in 2019.
Thank you. 人は鈍感なもの分かりゃしないんだ腹の中それでも愛し愛され生きてゆくのが定めとして後悔ばかりの人生で取り返しのつかない過ちの一つや二つくらい誰にでもあるよねそんなもんかろう人生一から始めようがへばりつぎて慣れない地続きの今を歩いていくんだ足元に全てさよなら苦しい自分や気を全てを包み込んでくれ今日だけは全てを隠してくれ
That was Hakujitsu by King Gnu. Now let me share a little more about them. King Gnu is a Japanese pop rock Japanese pop rock band formed in 2015. The band is made up of four members, Daiki Tsuneta, Satoru Iguchi, Kazuki Arai, and Yu Seki. The band debuted in 2019, and since then,They've released many hit songs. Their music has this amazing mix of folk and rock sounds, creating a unique and captivating brand. Daiki Tsuneta has made most of their songs, and every time I listen, I'm impressed by his talent. He consistently delivers songs that exceed our expectations. It's hard to put into words, but the melody, rhythm,and harmony made with instruments like guitar, keyboard, and piano really excite me and bring a sense of freshness. That's why I never got bored for their songs and make me want to listen again and again. One thing that stands out in their music is that they often change keys. Even in the first song we just listened,Hakujitsu, the key changes and the pitch is higher in the last part of the song. Changing the key in this way makes the music more dramatic and emotional, and you can feel the song reach its peak at the end. Also, I don't usually listen to rock music, but the reason I feel familiar with their songs, maybe they use many string instruments. Cellos, violins,and other strings often used in their music. So in that sense, they're distinct from a lot of rock music. So now let's talk about Satoru Iguchi, the lead vocalist. His voice is absolutely amazing, and you can feel how beautiful and delicate it is. And he sings with amazing falset, and I personally think that his voice often carries a sadness,which is especially good for ballad songs. And also, if you just listen to their songs, you might not realize how challenging it is to sing their songs. But I watched a TV program about them before, and it showed that their songs are really hard to sing because they have a wide range of sounds and often change keys. Iguchi graduated from Tokyo University of the Arts, which is the most famous art school in Japan, so he's developed his incredible singing technique. And I think Tsuneta deeply understands Iguchi's vocal talent and characteristics, and this allows him to produce these great songs that many people love. So now let's move on to the second song,called Sakayume, and this song was the ending theme song of the movie, anime movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
あなたが
しても心の奥底からあなたが溢れ出して求め合って重なり合うその先で僕ら夢となりあなたが望むならこの夢に通して
Sakayume by King Gnu. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese music artists, King Gnu, with you today. And let me tell you how to spell their group name. It's spelled K-I-N-G-G-N-U.
So you think you know Wix, do you?
And
shop Black Friday at Michael's now!
And I hope you like their songs. If you're interested in them, you can listen to their music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayu. Ayu Sakamoto with our Japanese artist feature. Next up, this is Bird Note.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. A wind turbine usually lasts 20 years or more, but at the end of its life, its giant blades often end up in a landfill. That's because many turbine blades are built out of a composite material made of glass fibers mixed with a hardened resin or other polymer. Recycling this composite material is difficult, but a company called Carbon Rivers has found a way to give this material a new life.
We know how to do this with paper. We know how to do this with metal. We know how to do this with plastic. Now we're doing this with composite.
That's David Morgan of Carbon Rivers. The company shreds each turbine blade and runs the pieces through an oxygen-free reactor to separate the polymer from the glass fibers. Those fibers can then be recovered and reused.
We take that material, recover it, and have the capability to put it into a brand new blade.
The process also recovers oil and a gas that can be used for energy. Last year, the company recycled about 1,000 blades, and Morgan expects that number to grow rapidly in the coming years. As the world races to fight climate change, wind turbines are replacing more and more fossil fuel power plants. So finding ways to recycle used blades at the end of their lifetime will be critical in coming decades. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Just My name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.